Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Great to have him in the studio this morning, as always, Associate Professor of Politics, Jim Joes from the Newcastle Business School. Jim, good morning.
Morning, Todd.
Look, we're talking about Sam Dastyari, and when I decided we're going to have a chat about this last week, he was still, well, the most hottest person the media wanted to have a chat to regarding those payments. And a lot has been said about it. I think most of the feedback we're getting from people is his attitude when he actually came out and said he didn't want to pay. I think it was a travel expense, wasn't it? In a nutshell, what was the actual money he didn't want to pay?
I think it was about $1,600 expenses that had been incurred from travel, I think, to China. But anyway, it was a travel expense, an electorate expense, perhaps. But he decided that he would approach a private company to make a political donation, which in effect was to pay the overspend on his electorate allowance. Now, in technical terms, accepting money from a foreign company or an external body is not illegal. He didn't break the law, but he certainly, in a sense, in a moral sense or in a ethical sense, sailed very close to the wind, because the perception has built up and could be built up that in taking the money he was perhaps suggesting to the company concerned that he was open to their point of view and would perhaps represent their point of view, or what's been pushed a bit further is that he's come out and said something sympathetic to the Chinese about the Chinese government and its current position in the world, and this is seen by many as sort of connected to the fact that he took money from a Chinese company, and therefore he's been, you know, in inverted commas, bought off, as it were. His support has been bought.
Can you understand a lot of people would turn around and say, I suppose if you read the stories, he said hi to Bill, I didn't want to pay the bill myself. And you can understand a lot of people saying, well, and it was an overspend. So first and foremost, if he can't balance his own books, that's, well, he's no different to a lot of us, I suppose, but that got a lot of people offside. But when he faced the media, whilst he apologised, it didn't seem like he was doing it because he had to do it. He'd been caught in an uncomfortable situation, and it was like he'd been sent out to the media to say, look, say whatever you've got to get out of the problem.
Well, there's a bit of that in there, and in some senses, he probably feels like, well, hang on a second, I'm not the only one in the parliament who takes money from foreign sources, and I'm not the only one in the parliament who says sympathetic things about foreign companies or foreign governments, so why am I any different? I think the core issue here is that this was an overspend that he could have dealt with in many different ways, you know, easily by going to his own bank account and writing out a cheque and paying the difference, or negotiating with the parliamentary office and working out, you know, a repayment schedule or working out a different way of addressing it. He didn't need to go to a third party and take what amounts to a political donation. What he did was then, by doing that, what he ended up doing was creating the perception that he had done something wrong beyond accepting the money.
Are we talking about a sniff test thing here? I know that gets bandied around in politics a lot over the last 12 months, but is it basically that just didn't seem right? It didn't pass the sniff test?
Well, in many respects, yes. Different instances of this, and we can sort of name politicians and donations from all sorts of sources and wonder whether why would they pass the sniff test, and Sam Dastyari's didn't. Well, I think his didn't because it went to it sort of rubbed people up the wrong way to start with. He couldn't, you know, he was paying off having a electoral bill paid off by a foreign company, and secondly, the fact that he was coming out being sympathetic, making sympathetic statements about China and the Chinese government, particularly around what's going on in the South China Seas, and he was running against, shall we say, the dominant view or the dominant geopolitical view that China is a rising threat. So by perhaps pointing out or having it pointed out that what he did with this donation was somehow beyond the pale. His political credibility is certainly called into question, and the fact that he resigned, or was pushed into resigning and apologising and so on, basically meant that he's now been silenced as someone coming out saying, well, maybe the Australian government needs to take a slightly different tack than simply assuming that China is a belligerent and then acting and setting its other policies in that way. So there's perhaps a big geopolitical thing going on here, Todd, that's not necessarily related specifically to this instance, but he did the wrong thing and he's now paid the price.
Do you think there might be a few politicians on both sides of Parliament who are thinking, there but the grace of God go I, that I haven't been discovered over the last couple of years?
My word, and for every politician that gets a freebie or a sponsored trip overseas by a foreign company or whatever, or a foreign government for that matter, they're potentially in the same position as Sam Dastyari. They are vulnerable, if you like. So there'll be a few of them worrying about whether something they've done now comes out of the woodwork and bites them.
Yeah, there'll be a few cupboards that are going to be well and truly double locked, and yeah, no such thing as a free lunch.
2NURFM 103.7.